So, Andy,
yeah,
how you feeling lately?
I feel pretty good.
Yeah? Feel like you're slowing down at all?
Oh, well, I do feel like I'm slowing down a bit. Yeah.
You do?
Yeah, I'm feeling a little old these days.
Really?
Yeah. Hmm. It happens. Well, I'm still in my 30s, though.
Right.
Ed, you're in your 30s.
I'm in my 30s, yeah.
Great.
40s.
40s.
Yeah.
Close enough, though.
Yeah, I guess maybe the past couple of years, I find myself, you know, I look in the mirror and I'm like, God, who is that old fuck looking back at me?
Wow, you've said that?
Yeah, out loud.
Wow.
And then the old fuck answers back, too.
Right. What does he say? Fuck you, sir.
Fuck you, sir. It's you. Stop looking.
Yeah,
touch my ass. Why you want to touch my ass?
Actually, that's a good question. Like, if you're looking in the mirror,
yeah,
and then your reflection comes alive and comes out of the mirror, would you have sex with yourself?
What?
Yeah.
No, never
what
thought
are you
of
talking
that.
About?
Never thought about that.
If your reflection comes alive out of the mirror,
the whole thing. Yeah.
Do so you have sex with yourself?
It's a carbon copy of you.
Yeah, carbon copy of
except
you.
In reverse.
Except in reverse.
So you bend to the right instead of the left.
Easy.
Jesus. Why would you have sex with yourself?
Well, why would you continually wank off all the time?
Because that's just wanking. That's just wanking. That's not having sex.
But it's you.
This has to be the gayest thing you've ever said.
It's great. Me? Him?
I'm not advocating it. I'm just asking if you would do it.
Then no, the answer is no.
You wouldn't.
No.
You really...
I might let him wank me off, but...
Jesus.
I'll be editing that later.
Because it's me.
But it would be a lefty instead of a righty.
Even better.
Yeah.
Just stranger.
Yes.
Even better.
Oh my God.
It doesn't
God.
Surprise me that Greg's saying this.
No.
Because he's so infatuated with himself.
Right.
I'm just asking a question, that's all. Curious what you
think. The answer is when I said I look in the mirror and I'm like, oh, who the fuck is that? Greg looks in the mirror every day and he's like, hey, looking at you.
Right back at you. Gorgeous.
Well, shouldn't
you want
shouldn't,
some of this?
But in a very abstract,
can I come in here and what? What?
I was just gonna say, shouldn't we in general love ourselves?
Not like that.
No, I'm not saying like that. But shouldn't we like ourselves? Shouldn't we think we're great people?
Probably.
Yeah.
Whereas
to
you,
an extent.
You two seem to have like issues with yourselves. Like you don't love yourselves.
Ed hasn't talked about that yet on the net. Knobcast, at least.
What?
Yeah, what?
You haven't talked about having issues with yourself.
No, well, I thought I just did.
He refused to make love to himself.
Oh, okay. If that's issues, then.
What if your reflection, though, was up for it?
I don't understand that. No.
What do you mean? Like he
what if he was
turns
like,
around and bends over,
well,
splays his
yeah,
cheeks?
I'm not going to...
Ooh,
no.
You look tasty.
I'm not going to butt bang a reverse reflection of myself.
No?
No.
What about 69?
No. God.
This is so fucking gay.
Yeah, let's move off this. This
yeah,
is terrible.
You're right.
Jesus.
It is terrible. So you think you're getting old then?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Would you say like you're getting to that point where you get ready to have a midlife crisis?
Quite possibly.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. I just look in there in the mirror and it's just like it's not getting any better. Like around the eyes, the gray hairs. So I can quite picture what I'm going to look like in like 30 years time from now, and it's not going to be good. But nothing you can do about it.
No.
So at what point do you stop trying to, you know, look young and just go with the, fuck it, I'm just going to grow old gracefully?
Well, it seems I think that most men tend to do grow old gracefully. They don't obsess over it. Most.
Right.
But whereas women will
not
seem
George
to
George Hamilton.
Right. I said most.
Yeah,
he's
true.
The exception.
Yeah, yeah.
But women seem to be horribly obsessed with continuing to look as young as possible. They do not want to take that grow old gracefully route.
Mm.
No. Especially women in Hollywood.
Yes.
It's there's some creepy looking women out there now that used to be really cute.
You thinking of Joan Rivers?
Whoa, Whoa, sorry. Whoa. That's an example to the extreme.
Would
yeah.
you?
To the extreme.
No, no, God, no. But, no, like, what's your name? Melanie Griffith.
That's creepy. Yeah,
that's horrible.
And saddest of all is Meg Ryan.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
She's turned into a little plastic.
Oh, you know
little,
who else is
plastic
sad?
Little freak.
Tawny Cattain.
Yeah.
Oh.
I think she's...
What a freak.
Kind of
cat-womanish. She's losing her looks a bit, but she seems like a good person, though, from what I've seen.
Oh, yeah.
On
good
that show.
Person.
Like, she doesn't seem to be one of those who are obsessed with preserving her youth at any cost, even her dignity.
I think she was think at one time, and yeah. then it just went a bit wrong.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think she started down that path.
Hmm.
Yeah.
And you wonder, it's like, it's too bad, because you never know. Like, once they do it, you never know what they might have looked like if they didn't do it at that age.
It's true.
You know? So, like, what would Meg Ryan look like if she hadn't done anything? She'd look older, yeah, but would she look better? Because if she looks creepy now, then she might have just looked older. Would you rather look older or creepier?
Older.
Hmm.
Yeah,
yeah,
I think so.
What about, don't you guys sort of blame yourselves, though, for the way that these poor women feel that they have
I thought about saying that, but I think a lot of women would disagree with that, though.
In what sense?
Well, if you say that a woman tries to look good for men, some women might disagree with that.
Some women like to look good for other women.
Or for themselves.
Well,
or to themselves.
I'm not saying specifically to look good for men, but the way the culture continually puts that pressure on them to look good, or they're not considered beautiful anymore. I mean, I blame pretty much you two. I mean, if you just listen to the Knopcasts, you two are constantly... evaluating women's bodily parts. You're like, oh no, she's not 13, I can't accept that, or whatever. You know what I mean? Do you guys understand what I'm saying?
Crickets.
No, I mean, I'm putting it out there for you too. Here's an accusation.
Just us too.
Well, yeah, because I'm always like, no.
The guy that wants to go back into time to breed the perfect woman for him is chastising Andy and me for our outlook on women. Oh, yeah, yeah. I totally agree with you, Greg. It is just Andy and me.
That's right. That's what I thought, too.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
I didn't hear what you said. Yep.
Oh, you filthy.
Do you even listen while we're here?
Anyway.
Man, that was brutal. You deserve those crickets.
Well, do you deny that you two are always, like, dividing women into their component parts and saying, oh, I like the minge. No, I like the ass. No, I like this. Blah,
I like
blah,
all
blah.
Of it.
Yeah.
No, anyway.
The package.
So with me looking in the mirror and seeing myself looking old, I think what it is that inside I feel exactly the same as I did 20 years ago.
Right.
You know,
mm-hmm.
I don't feel like I'm slowing down. It's only my physical outward appearance that is changing. So I look in the mirror and it's like, oh wow, something's deteriorating there. But
I'm sure that's the way it goes for everyone, though.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I think so.
So not much you can
do. For instance, I can't grow a beard anymore. Or I could, but it's going to be have a lot of white hair in it.
Mm-hmm.
But some people think that makes them look distinguished.
I hear that, yeah.
Are you
I don't know if I'm ready for that yet.
Yeah?
Yeah. I've never had a beard, a proper beard before.
Well, you don't need to grow one just because you're getting old.
No.
You can continue to shave.
But I think I wish I had grown a beard at one point when it was
not
dark and lush. Mm. And now, if I do want to grow it, I have to just, live with the fact that there's a lot of salt and pepper going on there.
Yeah.
So it's a visual reminder of my age.
Yes, absolutely. It happens to everybody.
Yeah.
So when you see yourself getting older like that, does it mean that you're like, you're forced to confront your own mortality? The fact that you're going to kick off at some point?
Well, obviously the lines, the white hair, it's, things dying there.
Hmm.
Yeah. Not much longer.
What do you think, like maybe another 40, 45 years?
I'd take that.
You would take it?
Yeah.
Hmm.
That'd be good.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Mid-80s.
I'd be lucky, though.
Maybe you should take this as sort of like a wake-up call. Like, I need to do something special in my life. I need to, you know, it's not just about playing online role-playing games anymore. It's...
I need to buy a Corvette convertible.
Right.
Or a Cadillac.
Or Cadillac STS.
Well, that's a nice car.
Mm-hmm.
Buy a dome. Marion Harris.
Right.
Bonbons.
Still working on that one.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's interesting because I just went to a 20th year reunion for high school.
Yeah.
And that was pretty weird. Like, at first I was like, I don't want to go. But then I eventually ended up going. But everyone kind of looks the same. And you're talking to people and they have those quick 5-minute conversations like, oh, how's it going? Blah, you know. But then it's like you think back and you're like, wow, 20 years ago. It was 20 years was the last time I really saw that person, you know. And you think about it and you're like, what's gone on in those 20 years?
20 years is not an eye blink. It's a long time.
It is a long time. You know, and you think, and that's kind of what got me thinking on somewhat of the same level as what Andy's saying. It's like you go back and you're like, wow, there's so many things you'll never be able to do again. You know, but
what are you thinking of?
This is me though.
Oh, that
there's still opportunity.
True. Yeah. She wasn't that much older than me. I don't know. Yeah, just. Things, you know, things that you
I don't
back
know.
Then
what do you mean?
I don't know. No. Just
I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't either. What are you thinking of?
Could you give us one example?
Yeah, what do you want to do now that you can't anymore?
Give us three examples.
No, I'm not going to give you three.
I didn't even take one.
Yeah.
You've got nothing.
No, give us
so
five.
I got nothing. No, it's just like, you know.
Five examples. Five. Well, I got three, and if you still need another two.
Right. Oh, God.
Wow. Yeah. That was a lot of work for that setup.
Profitability.
Well, I don't know.
Efficiency.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're full
dedicated
of shit, to be honest with you, because...
Worker.
You're full of shit.
Yeah. Because you're like, oh, there's all these things that I can't do anymore. And when pressed to name even one of those things, you can't. So there should be no angst in your life. You have no desire to do anything.
Well, it's like,
when
I was in my 20s and stuff, it's like I didn't bother really... going out, dating a lot, you know, it was just like, oh, have fun, this and that. And it's like, now it's like 38.
He's talking about girls that were at the reunion that are now women. Girls you could have dated when you were in high school.
Maybe. But still, yeah.
Any hot ones?
Yeah, there's some hot ones, yeah.
Yeah. Did you imagine they would still be hot?
I wasn't sure, but I figured most of them were.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Hmm.
No, yeah, but you know what I mean? Like, in your 20s, it's just, I don't know. I mean, you look back and, like, there's so many things that you could have done differently, that's all.
That's true.
Just in general, you know what I mean? And then you think about that, and then you think now, and now you're like, oh, fuck. It's like, it's too late. Can't ever get it back. And that's, I think that, to me, is, like, the most depressing part.
That you can never ever get it back.
Yeah, like I don't mind being the age that I am right now.
Could you give us an example of what you can't get back?
Mrs. Milo.
Hmm. Being evasive here.
I'm just talking in general, like to just, you know, live your life a different way or do different things and just the time's gone by and you can't do it.
Hmm.
You know, well, like I don't mind being my age right now.
I'm just trying to think of if there's something I could have done 20 years ago, I'm trying to think why I couldn't do it now. Well, I mean, I guess if I was single, I could have done more things.
Mm-hmm.
I could have grown a full, lush, dark beard.
You could have.
Can't anymore.
Well, not dark, but lush.
Right.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's it. So you don't really have any angst either.
Well, beards are pretty powerful things. You could always use some sort of dye.
Yeah.
I
just for men?
My old dad used to do that for many years. And then one day I went home, and he's got this brilliant white mustache. And I'm like, what?
Wow.
Apparently he'd been dying it for like the better part of 20 years or
are
something.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not.
Wow.
Did he just forget to dye it that day?
I think he just said,
He just gave up on it. To be honest, he reached a certain age, he was like, fuck
See, that's the thing. Once you give up on it, it's going to be like a light switch overnight between dark and white. There's no gradual change there.
No. But you look at blokes like Sean Connery, I think for the most part, he tended to age well, except when he
was wearing a toupee in James Bond.
But wasn't that just for films, though, that he was doing that?
Yeah.
I think in real life he was... I guess the point is age gracefully. Don't obsess over trying to reclaim your lost youth.
This is how, yeah.
Because you look like an idiot when you do it.
Right.
Well, Richard Gere went gray at a fairly young age.
Yeah, he did. And looked very distinguished.
Right. But a lot of the movies that he was in, they would dye his hair.
Yeah.
So I guess that says something about Hollywood, though.
Well, yeah.
Well, Hollywood's the phoniest of the phonies. Hollywood's ridiculous.
Right.
Hmm.
That's
like, remember that YouTube clip that was going around a couple of years ago about that sort of very bland woman who went through that time lapse thing that showed her getting ready for a modeling appearance?
Oh no! I never saw it.
Yeah, it was very, very big a couple of years ago.
Hmm. No,
to show what exactly involved in these models that you see in these shoots.
How much makeup they put on and dress, like the perfect styling and the rest
Sounds
of
like
it.
It's right up your alley.
In what sense?
Well, you love makeup.
No, I thought it was horrifying. But it was just amazing. I think it was like an 8-hour block of time that was compressed into like this 30-second clip.
That's a little excessive.
Come on, eight hours?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
But at the end of it, I mean, after the airbrushing, all the makeup, all that shit, she looked like a glamorous, you know, perfect model.
Right.
And yet, without all that stuff, she looked like the most average of women you might pass on the street.
Right.
Yeah.
Scanning groceries?
Maybe, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Huh. That's fucked up.
Yeah, it's ludicrous.
Yep.
Did you see that ludicrous display last night?
Blame them. Don't blame us. Blame Hollywood.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
So it snowed.
What'd we do?
Just in time for the holiday episode.
What'd
we
do
today?
The first snow of the year?
First snow of the year on the season finale of the year and the holiday happy holiday special. And that was quite appropriate.
Yeah, it was kind of nice to wake up and see that little dusting.
Yep.
Yeah, I had some minge pie earlier today.
Did you?
Yeah, Yule knob.
Yeah. Wow.
I wanted to get in the festive spirit.
Right on. Excellent.
Where'd you get the
jingle
pie?
Balls?
Stop and Shop.
Yeah, they have it at Stop and Shop.
Do they?
Yeah.
The pastry section.
Yeah.
Jingle bollocks.
And the festive hag aisle.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Hey, you know, I was thinking earlier, you know, being the holiday season and stuff, I was thinking about how badly poor March to the Sea was treated during this series of Knobcasts.
Oh, that's nice of you.
Yeah, and
by
you
too.
Well, it was mostly by you two. And
mostly Ed.
Well, regardless of the fact that it was
true.
Mostly you two guys, I just felt bad about his poor treatment and just wanted to take this opportunity to sort of issue a public apology on your two behalf.
Fuck you.
And then, well, that's kind of rude. And just say, you know, sorry, March, the way you were treated, and you've been a good sport, and, you know, hope you'll tune in Series 3 for the great Series 3 extravaganza.
He's not going to blow
we'll
you
back.
Just, you know, I tried to do it's something nice, and immediately
exactly. Usually you want something in return.
No, I just felt bad. I have feelings, too, you know.
Okay.
All right.
Do you guys have any...
That was thoughtful of you, Greg.
Do you guys have any sort of... You know, things that you are
I'd
sorry
like to
for.
Apologize to.
To who?
To March. For you.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm with Andy on that.
Yeah.
I got to say that your apologies don't really mean much because you're apologizing on the behalf of someone else. You're not taking ownership for your own responsibility.
Which
in the
is
way
what
you
just
treated.
Did, so, yeah.
Well, I mean, I was the one who apologized, so.
For, but you said it was for us.
Well,
we didn't do anything.
Well, we're all family.
So. We're all right. Yeah, you don't really have to. Don't really need to.
No, but do you guys, you know, now that you're faced with this holiday
are
season,
are
you
going to
you...
apologize to March?
Well, you don't really have to.
Are you going to apologize to March now?
Say.
Sorry, much.
Sorry, you great fat tub of goo.
Wow.
That sounded sincere.
Do you guys have any things that you're sorry for or things you're happy for? You know, now that you're feeling this festive holiday cheer, here's a great opportunity to sort of get that off your chest if, you know,
yeah,
you've had regrets or... Or if you want to say anything special to anyone out there in the listening audience, maybe something sweet and nice to someone out there who's not so much.
Yeah, I don't know. To that person who signed on and portrayed themselves as Mrs. Milo and quoted her as not being able to walk past a piece of abstract art without thinking about me fingerprinting all over her body. I'd like to say, fuck you, sir. You are not Mrs. Milo. Because if you were Mrs. Milo, you would know that I didn't have you in the first grade, sir. I had you in the third grade. So fuck you, sir.
You had Mrs. Milo?
Well, she was my teacher. I actually found her on the internets.
Really?
So I'm in the process of trying to acquire a photo. There's a class photo. Jesus, Andy.
Yeah, come on, Andy.
Holy mackerel.
We were just talking about that.
Well, I don't think we were talking about Mrs. Milo's bush, were we?
No, we were talking about the person.
Abstract art and finger paints. That doesn't mean they're bush.
Well
it might. But, yeah, so I don't know.
Well, if you do find that picture, is that something that's in the public domain? Could that be posted on the website?
Or yeah, I don't know. I feel a bit weird about it.
Yeah, you're right.
Although it is a class photo,
hmm.
So there are many people that it could belong to, and you might be able to get it around it in that way. I don't know.
Secure the licensing?
We'll have to think about it.
Sick the Codmy Inc. lawyers on them.
I will. I'll call them and see what they have to say. But yeah, that's my holiday. That's my holiday
that was
shout
sweet.
Out.
Sweet.
Fuck you, sir. Leave Mrs. Milo alone. That's it.
Wow.
What are we doing? Are we wrapping up then?
I didn't know.
I don't know either.
You've got nothing else to talk about?
Well, I don't like being put on the spot.
Oh, you feel
Yeah, like I like to speak to my knob fans. When I wish.
Not when someone asks you to do it?
No. Very special relationship with them.
Well, I got to be honest with you. We're here at the tail end of the last episode of this series.
Case,
I mean,
then.
There's not going to be that many other opportunities for you to talk with your knob fans.
Well, thank you and fuck you.
Jesus.
Wow. That's short and not so sweet.
Is it any wonder our listenership has been on the decline?
Yeah. No, happy holidays, everyone. And we'll see you sometime in the new year.
Yeah?
Not sure when yet.
You talking about Series 3?
Series 3. Awesome.
I say that it could either happen in early summer or early fall.
I like that.
But I don't think we're going to see it any earlier than the summertime.
Oh, wait. I'm just getting some information through on my headset right now.
Yeah, go on.
Yeah.
Pass it along.
KBC, Knob Broadcasting Corporation.
Yeah.
That Knobcast airs on. They're actually... Oh, they're canceling the Knobcast.
What?
Yep, the Knobcast is being canceled.
Hmm.
I don't know how I feel about that.
I know you. You're psyched.
Yeah, you're thrilled.
Well, I guess this is a bit of a cliffhanger then.
Oh, Jesus.
We'll have to see if our negotiations this
petition.
Winter can keep things going. Or
yeah, you know what? Fucking speaking of petitions, that just jarred something in my memory.
Yes.
If you don't mind me saying.
Go on.
Well, last episode, we had this... we issued this plea for people to send in pictures of their pubes, and not one female listener sent in pictures of their pubes.
Wasn't there one?
No, it was a fake picture that was supposedly of Mrs. Milo, but it was an old fat woman.
That's right.
With enormous pubes.
With a
so
giant bush.
I don't think that counts
with
at
a
all.
Giant bush. Yeah, you're right, Greg.
So yeah, a little disappointed with that.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't know. There's just no initiative out there.
What do
anymore.
You feel like you're giving with the Snobcast, but you're not getting anything back?
I do. You know what, Andy? I do feel like that. I
wow.
mean, I give,
and I give.
And then I give some more.
And you don't feel yeah. like you're asking for too much then?
No.
Just a picture of
someone's privates.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
it's perfectly acceptable request.
I mean, yeah.
Because, look, we take, what, an hour to record this?
At least.
Every other week? How long does it take you to snap a picture of your bush?
It's got to be 5 seconds at
right,
most.
Exactly.
If you don't want it posted on the website, then just say private in the subject line of the email, and we'll keep it for our own amusements.
Private bush.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So
I didn't realize you felt so strongly about that.
Well, I do. I do, actually.
Gets you angry.
Yeah, it does. I'm a bit angry.
Wow. So you are a bit of a minge man, then.
Well, more of a bush man. Bush, wow. Bushman, get it?
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of funny.
It is.
Wow. When he doesn't get his bush, he gets pissed.
He does. Gets all riled up.
Look at him. He's like turning red over there.
Yeah.
He's enraged.
He's crying.
I'm not so, crying.
No, I'm
so,
not crying. Crying.
It's if just you, been raining on my face.
If you have any feelings or compassion for Greg at all, please help him out.
That means you, BMAC.
Send us your bush.
Jesus. Help a knob out.
Nice.
Oh, God. Unbelievable.
Well, I see by the old clock on the wall that we're pretty much out of time.
This holiday bash is coming to an end.
Yeah. I just want to issue a heartfelt thanks for everyone who's listened over the past 2 years and helped make Knobcast what it is today.
Yes, thank you all. Thank you all to our listeners, and I'm glad to have the new listeners that we got this year, this season aboard.
Yeah.
Happy holidays and best wishes in the new year.
Yep, I agree.
Yes, thanks. I love you all, each and every one of you.
A bit sarcastic.
A bit. He's probably thinking about all the deviant ways that he'll love them.
Ooh.
God bless us all, everyone.
All right, we look forward to seeing you in the new year.
The next go around.
Yep, so until then, take care of yourselves.
I think we should sing ourselves out.
Ooh,
with another rendition of Silent Night, maybe.
You want to try doing the second verse this time?
Sure.
All right. You guys got your...
I'm in. I'm locked in.
Your monitor's up?
Yep.
All right.
I'm feeling all holy.
That's funny.
We'll get there in the end.
Yeah.
Don't mind us.
Whatever.
Ruffle, shuffle, shiffle, shuffle, ruffle.
That reminded me of Snoop.
Foshnizzle?
Yeah.
What's a ruffle duffle? All
right.
That one's for you, SB. Foshizzle.
Silent night,
holy night.
You know what? Let's start over.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, sorry, folks.
Yeah. Hey, don't rush it. Try to feel the beat.
Oh, fuck.
What? Okay, you ready?
Yeah. I apparently not, but go ahead.
Silent night, holy night, shepherds wake at the sight. Glory the Savior is born. Christ the Savior is born.
Amen. Come on.